It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and so we're going to be studying today the boyhood of Jesus. The lesson text is Luke chapter 2, verses 42 through 52. Now, the golden text for this lesson is found in Luke 2:52, where it says, Jesus advanced in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. And there is a devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson. It is found in the 119th Psalm, verses 9 through 16. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I laid up in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the ordinances of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Well, we'll proceed with this Sunday school lesson here shortly. I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And to help us in our studies, we are going back to Elam's notes and looking at a Sunday school lesson he wrote for the Sunday schools of July the 13th, 1924. And there's some geographical notes on this lesson regarding the boyhood of Jesus. E. A. Elam wrote, Nazareth, where Jesus was brought up, was a small and insignificant village of Lower Galilee, about 75 miles north from Jerusalem, 20 miles east of the Mediterranean Sea, and 16 miles west of the Sea of Galilee. It had no history until Jesus immortalized it. It was held in disrepute by the Galileans themselves. We're familiar with Nathanael's question in John chapter 1 and verse 46. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? It is not mentioned in the Old Testament. It was situated on the brow of a hill, we read from Luke chapter 4 and verse 29, north of the plain of Esdraelon. It is said to have now 6,000 inhabitants. Now that was back in 1924. I don't know what the current number would be. But here Jesus lived until he was about 30 years of age, according to Luke 3 and verse 22. Jesus is called a Nazarene because he was reared in Nazareth. You see, Joseph and Mary lived there. Nazarite is different from Nazarene. There was a Nazarite vow back in Numbers chapter 6, there where you would take of no fruit of the vine, and you would not cut your hair, and you would have a special vow that you would make while you were a Nazarite. You remember Samson was a Nazarite from his birth. But Nazarene simply means that Jesus came from the little village of Nazareth. It's interesting that the word Nazareth is much like the old Hebrew word for branch. And some have thought that maybe this is that fulfillment of the prophecy where it says a branch would grow from the roots. Now, in this Sunday school lesson, we have some hints and helps for the teachers. And it says the note, the facts intervening between the last lesson and this one. Now, that last lesson was the lesson when Jesus was born. And this lesson is the lesson in his boyhood at age 12 when he goes down to the temple in Jerusalem. And it says it was on the eighth day that Jesus was circumcised and named in obedience to the law of Moses, that law found in Genesis 17:12 and Leviticus 12:3. And we see that Jesus did that in John 7:22. It was under this law that he was born, and this is the law that Jesus kept. The presentation of Jesus in the temple is another important fact. After the circumcision of a son, the mother continued in the blood of her purifying 33 days. For a daughter, she was unclean 2 weeks and remained out of the sanctuary 66 days, according to Leviticus chapter 12. These days having been fulfilled, Joseph and Mary carried the child to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. That is Luke chapter 2, verses 23 through 24. And the law concerning this firstborn is found in the books of Exodus chapter 13 and in Numbers chapter 3 and verse chapter 18. And so when we read that Mary and Joseph were doing this, we see that they're doing this exactly in accordance to that old law of Moses. At this time, the righteous and devout Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel. It had been revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he was led into the temple by the Holy Spirit, taking Jesus in his arms, and thanked God and blessed Joseph and Mary and the child. At that hour too, Anna the prophetess came in and thanked God and spoke to Jesus to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. It will be good for us to simply read this from the text. And so we read in Luke chapter 2 and verse 21. And when 8 days were fulfilled for circumcising him, his name was called Jesus, which is so called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of their purification according to the law of Moses were fulfilled, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus that they might do concerning him after the custom of the law, then he received him into his arms and blessed God and said, Now lettest thou thy servant depart, Lord, according to thy word, in peace. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And his mother and father were marveling at the things which were spoken concerning him. And Simeon blessed him and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which was spoken against, yea, and a sword shall pierce through thine own soul, that thoughts out of many hearts may be revealed. And that was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, for she was of great age, having lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity, and she had been a widow even, says she had been a widow even unto 84 years. Now that meant she was 84 years a widow, who departed not from the temple, worshipping and fasting and supplications night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she gave thanks unto God and spake of him to all that were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had accomplished all things that were according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. You might remember that it was after this time, after the 8th day for the circumcision, and then after the 33 days for the time of her purification, they first returned to Bethlehem. And that's when we read the story of the wise men, not at the birth of Christ, but it was after these things, and it could have been about 2 or 3 years after. Let me read that account to you in Matthew 2. It says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and are come to worship him. And when Herod the king heard it, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written through the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, land of Judah, art in no wise least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come forth a governor, who shall be shepherd of my people Israel. Then Herod probably called the wise men and learned of them exactly what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go search out exactly concerning the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I also may come and worship him. And they, having heard the king, went their way, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And it came into the house and saw the young child with Mary his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. And opening their treasures, they offered unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed to their own country another way. Now when they were departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee into Jerusalem, and be thou there until I tell thee, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And he arose and took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt did I call my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the male children that were in Bethlehem and all the borders thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had exactly learned of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet, saying, A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and great lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be comforted because they were not. But when Herod was dead, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead that sought the young child's life. And he took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. We'll continue in our next study.